Hello, everyone. I'd like to welcome everyone to our show. I'm your host, your inspirational guru, Jacob Logan. I want to give a special thanks to all my followers. I truly hope that this self-help program has invigorated you to understand that change is good. That the concept of living life is a necessity that you have a right to. Don't cheat yourself. Don't beat yourself. Treat yourself. Treat yourself to the satisfaction and the fulfillment and a new way of thinking, a cognitive wellness. Living life, the concept, is the new Zen. I want to welcome and invite all the new listeners. I challenge you to take a step and journey into your world, your life, and change the things that you're dissatisfied with. And develop a cognitive wellness that you can be proud of. The concept of living life is designed for you. This is a self-help program that gives episodes of different ideas and subject matter on the concept of living life. As a reminder, I would like to ask to all of you to please keep in mind that a small donation to Anchor will help continue and further the process of being able to develop these programs. Please help us. Just a small donation, and it'd be greatly appreciated. Today, I want to talk about communication. Communicating thoughts and feelings. Why is it so hard? Let's look at the individual through self-examination. We as people are undoubtedly our worst critic and unforgiving to ourselves. For example, just look at how you view yourself. But it goes a little bit deeper. Because see, we have a core problem. We live in a society of judgmental expectations of proper etiquette. Expectations of how we deplore ourselves, our appearance, the way we speak. These etiquettes were given to us by the old country, Europe. But I'm going to say this in simple terms. Old school is out. The climate has totally changed with this new generation of thinking and attitudes. And it's not just the young or middle age, it's the older folks also. We live in a society that has lost etiquettes, mannerisms. Once upon a time ago, men used to wear suits. Men used to wear hats. That was a sign of prestige. Man with a nice suit on and a nice hat, he felt good about himself.
a woman, a lady, a debutante, was taught etiquette, was taught how to properly apply makeup, was taught how to properly present herself as a lady. Posture. But what do we have today? We have a lazy society that, you know what? People just look like they just rolled out of bed, man, and doing what they do. People are no longer into the appearance. It's free fall. We have a very diversified civilization of different ideologies, values, and morals. In which my opinion gravitates towards this acknowledgement. People are not communicating in the fashion of one-on-one dialogue or even group dialogue. It's all about texting. Social media, the devil's highway to infiltrate the core values of the human being to become deceptive, defiant, dysfunctional, lazy, oppressed, and suppressed by modern technology. And not having to be accountable for the oldest form of communication. Talking. Clear conveyance of information, of feelings and thoughts and ideas and concepts. Again, my opinion is this. This modern medium has desensitized the human experience to network personably. Man, people have lost the concept of how to go out and just meet people, be involved. You see, the art of communication is not just the utterance of words. The art of communication gives the human being a sense of wellness, direction, clarity, stability, self-esteem, respect. But when you hide behind social media, you become something else. The facade begins. The level of toxicity and defines the assassination of others' character . The leakage of personal information, of privacies being tampered with, the lack of moral, mutual respect of others' boundaries. It's chaotic. It's chaotic. The accountability to take hold of your thoughts and feelings is being oppressed by social media. Facebook, Insta. Oh, let me clarify, Insta is Instagram. Snapchat, Tinder, Messenger, all of these devices and applications to, they say, give a person assistance to ease the burdens of responsibility. No. What it does is it opens up a door for you not to be responsible, not to deal with your problems, not to deal with proper conveyance of thoughts and feelings. But I'm not saying that it's all bad. It's how it's being used and the purpose it's being used. But you know, we have a society of people that don't know how to communicate their feelings. And you know, hey, look, it's easy to talk about someone else, about what they need, should be doing. But it's hard for the individual to look within oneself and to definitively share. Simply, what's going on? What's your high today? What's your low today? Why are you feeling down? Why are you depressed? You know, I work daily around a lot of young America. And these young adults are very unhappy and dissatisfied. Depressed and don't even know why they're depressed because they cannot communicate clearly what's going on. But you know, hey, I tell you what, they sure can communicate, man, on social media, man, multitask, man, get it down through there, get it done. But don't know how to communicate. But you know, they know how to talk. We all know how to talk. And you know, I'm going to tell you something. I'm just going to get down to the core. You know, most talk is just ignorant, toxic rhetoric of nothingness. You see, you know, there's a lot of people out there, man, that, you know, I mean, look, right, they come off to be, man, look here, together, intelligent, well-grounded in thought and knowledge and casting wisdom and just as ignorant as can be. Always, always, always uttering something but know nothing. But that's beside the point. We're not gonna spend a whole lot of time on. What we're going to do is we are going to spend time on why is it so hard that we just can't clearly say what's on our minds without losing focus, without becoming defiant and putting up the shield of, I don't want to deal with this. So, you know, hey, what is the easiest thing that one can do if they don't want to deal with reality? Let's hide behind the emoji. Let's hide. Look here. It's deep. This is real deep. Do you know when people text and they on the social media applications, how do you know that that picture is that person? How do you even know if that's that person? You don't know. Let me tell you something, right? I just recently looked up on Google my name, Jacob Wilson Logan III. And do you know there was over 100 Jacob Wilson Logan III? There was Jacob Wilson Logan III in Japan. Now, last time I looked in the mirror, I am not Japanese by no means. Last time I realize that I am the real true Jacob Wilson Logan III. Signed, sealed, paid for, engraved. When you lose focus on the responsibility to deploy yourself in a healthy, appropriate, mature manner, what happened, man? You lost the space, man. You out there in cyberspace, man. Slinging it, winging it, being it. No accountability. So what do we have? Dysfunctionality, behavioral problems, low self-esteem, no respect, no understanding of compassion, remorse, empathy, simple cohabitation. We become seclusive. We begin to isolate ourselves from the necessity to be around others in a healthy, meaningful, productive, positive manner. Now, what we do is we get out there, we start talking shit to one another because, see, that's the hype. How far can I go to assassinate you because I'm miserable? Hey, no accountability. No accountability. Okay. What's the short term and the long term effects of this? A destructive, creative form of moderate antisocialism. The suppression of real conveyance of thoughts and feelings. That's right. Simple. Think about it. Man, people are arrogant. People are antisocial. People are rude because they're not dealing with self. They're not living life by no means. They're just going through the motions. Putting up a facade. Making it seem like, look here, right? I'm down for you like four flat tires on a hot summer day. And then turn around and chop your ass up. I'm talking real. Can you feel me? If you feel me, give me a shout out. Amen. Amen. Because it's real, baby. All of y'all out there are experiencing this just like me. It is hard to deal with feelings. Just in my own personal relationship with my wife, I ask her every day, honey, are you okay? What's going on? Can you talk about it? Can you just give me just one idea, something to work with? Can you share it with me? Man, it's like pulling teeth. You see, but I understand. I understand because I used to be like that. Man, I didn't want to deal with my feelings. I didn't want to talk about my feelings. Because, see, man, I didn't think it did anybody would really understand. Or I would be, you know, criticized, ridiculed, and made to look like a fool. But, you know, no, that was just, man, some bullshit for me not to have to deal with it. What it was that I wasn't understanding because I wasn't taking the time out to be responsible to understand who, what, why I am. Fight or flight. I'm going to put on that hat, man, and I'm going to become whoever I want to become. I might want to be Donald Trump today. An arrogant tyrant, self-fulfilled, pompous individual of a lot of grandiosity. But hey, I ain't putting the man down because, you know, he doing this thing. He's getting it all. He's letting man right the world know that, you know what? I'm standing firm on what I'm doing. Don't hate. Congratulate. Okay. He's in touch with his inner person. He knows who he is. He knows what he's doing. He ain't faking it. He's actualizing it. Can you do that? This is what this is all about. Taking control and dealing with the core. Your feelings, your thoughts is what exemplifies your nature and your behavioral patterns. Check. Now look here. This is not no new information. This is stuff that you already know, but you're not applying it. Why? Why is it so hard? Have we become a society of just lazy, unmotivated people that just, look, I don't want to be accountable for that right now. I deal with it some other time. I got to check my post, man. Shit, I got to see what's going on. Where are the values? Where are the priorities? Where are the goals? Where is the structure? Where is the discipline? Where is the self-restraint and the respect for the individual? This is for y'all. This is not a game. It's a disease. But it can be changed. It can be altered. But how? The willingness to want to change the cognitive behavioral dysfunctionality. Take on the challenge. What's the challenge? The concept. Living life. I'm your inspirational guru, Jacob Logan. Social media has created a domino effect, therefore retarding the absolute need to deal with personal feelings, thoughts realistically. A new fashion of no accountability outside of what suits my interests. Me. I. My needs. My wants, my desires, I'm not trying to share. Minus the concept of humanities. Do y'all all know what humanities is? It's the respect and understanding and the positive cohabitation of the human being living together, prospering together, growing together, evolving together, learning together, leave no one behind. Being kind to one another. Not toxic. Not dysfunctional. Not barbaric. Do you feel safe in bringing up just a general conversation with a stranger on a bus, a subway, in a Uber, or just on the job site? It can be very uncomfortable. Because you don't know if this person is going to be offended by, first off, you entering their airspace, my space, that interpersonal boundary. Maybe I didn't want you to introduce yourself to me. Did I ask for you to be sociable with me? Now, I'm going to go out to my car and I'm going to get my gun and I'm coming back, man, right, and shoot all y'all up. That's what's happening. It's not no mental issue. It's an issue of not being accountable for your cognitive wellness. People are not living the concept of living life. Civilization is becoming more non-transparent and numb towards the values of life and wellness.
Man, people are hype, man. People, man, right, look, who's who? We are, in other words, a depressed, repressed civilization of the core skills in the art of communication. Everyone, stop. Put the iPads, the Palm Pilots, the phones, whatever, the devices. Man, stop trying to multitask and listen to me. You know who y'all are. Don't fake it. Deal with it. I want to ask you a question. Are you an emoji? Or are you a real person? How many of you have experienced that in dealing with some type of application where it asks you that question? Are you an emoji or a real person? Wow. I got to prove that I'm a real human being. And then it proceeds on to another exercise before it makes a generalization and authenticates your human nature. Okay. This is where I want to share and I want to invite and I want to stimulate. I want to create a dialogue, an open forum, because, like I said, this is a serious issue. It's affecting all ages and genders in regards to self-awareness and accountability for the management of thoughts and feelings associated with cognitive wellness. I want to create an open forum where, look, I want y'all to share with me what's going on, your views, your ideas. Being able to communicate clearly, not just talking, experiencing, understanding, compassion, remorse, empathy, non-toxic rhetoric of ignorance, the dignity and self-respect of self through growth and development while experiencing the concept of living life, the continual evolution of conscious awareness. People, we are not cave people living in the Stone Ages. We're not barbarian. We're not barbaric. We are, by all means, the highest form of creatures in the animal kingdom. We've been given, man, right, privileges and liberties, man, to make decisions, to create interventions, options. We as human beings must look at a new approach. It's absolutely imperative that we need to think, feel, communicate realistically, and get in touch with humanistic behaviors. We got to put aside the modern technology, man, the applications, man, that so-called makes things more easier for us. We must go back to the core roots, and we must become responsible and disciplined to what? That's right. Someone just said it. To become more resourceful. The powers we have, the abilities we show, the ideas, the concepts, the morals, the values, the ethical fibers that give us dignity, respect. Once upon a time ago, there used to be a word called the gentleman. The gentleman showed true chivalry. We have to go back and redevelop self.
we have to learn how to deal with what's going on with ourselves. If we cannot deal with what's going on with ourselves, how are we going to deal with anything outside of ourselves? How are you going to be able to understand what somebody else is going through if you don't even understand what you're going through and you can't even communicate it? Stuffing is just what it is, stuffing. Does stuffing, man, right? Does stuffing your feelings and your thoughts, man, right, do anything for you? I've never heard of it. Only thing I know it does is it just creates more tension, more overwhelming, more defiance, more negative thoughts of what are we doing? Why are we doing? Why are we here? You know, is there really any purpose of my existence? The lack in belief of there is a God. No, I just, you know, popped out somewhere and I'm just, you know, here, you know what I'm saying? I'm doing this. I'm such a powerful person, man. You know, look here, man, I make it happen. You know what somebody said to me? What has God done for me? What do you mean, what has God done for me? God gave you life. No, my mother gave me life. She was the one that carried me. No, God gave you life. And gave the woman the ability to bring forth life. You, as a person, understand, people, we are all important. Our feelings and thoughts are very important and must be protected and must be communicated maturely, clearly, appropriately, with dignity. Living life is about you, not the emoji. Are you real or plastic? Thank you. Thank you for listening. Please take care of yourselves. Please get in touch with your feelings and thoughts. Today I challenge everyone that is listening. Can you say something nice to someone? Can you say something nice about yourself? Can you share with someone a feeling? It doesn't have to be a negative feeling, a good feeling. Can you tell me the difference between thoughts and feelings? Can you distinguish between the difference? Do you actually understand that there is a difference? I challenge each and one of you to analyze and peer into this segment. Remember this, as I've always said. At the end of the day, you're the boss. You're signing your own check. The check is zero is because you didn't put forth anything to gain anything. Whose fault is that? It's nobody's fault, your fault. Because you didn't share what was really going on. And you missed out. You missed out. Did nobody charge you, cause you to miss out? Step it up. Step it up. Living life, the concept, I am your inspirational guru. I am the real Jacob Wilson Logan III. Thank you. Thank you. Have a blessed day.